kind of passageways are there between buildings?
You mean like above the street?
Yeah.
I think Tampa only has one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you call them.
Okay, how about like if you have like two buildings and you go at the base of the building and go between the two of them, what would you call that? Would you ever call it somewhere in an alley?
Oh, you mean, I thought you meant crossing the street. Yeah, there's alleys.
Mm-hmm. Would you call an alley, say if it was behind somebody's house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, what would you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down? Not replaced, you know. Sometimes kids go playing.
Tampa, even though it's a big city, doesn't have any of these typical big city things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Would you ever call something just like a vacant lot or?
Vacant lot, yeah.
I mean, would you call it that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you meant the stuff was still left there.
No.
It was just fields, yeah.
They had some buildings in Atlanta that they paid this, I guess it's a destruction company. They come out there with dynamite and they blow up the building right in the middle of Atlanta, you know, and they blow it up so it falls straight down. They've got pictures of it, you know, you see the whole thing goes straight down.
I saw stuff like that on the news. It might have been from Atlanta.
Yeah, probably was. Be bad if they ever screwed up right in the middle of the street. Okay, where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
Water fountain.
Okay. If it was in a park, would you still call it a water fountain?
Yeah.
Okay.